call me the space cowboy. Yeah, some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompatus. Talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong. And welcome back to the Neutral Zone. It is Monday, April 1st, 2019. It's just me, Tyler Gallo, today. John has retired from the Neutral Zone. Well, that's April Fool's right there. He is not retired from the Neutral Zone, but I don't know if he'll be joining me today because he has to work on a show, so I'll let him do what he's doing. So, it is April Fool's Day, and in the spirit of that, I want to bring back perhaps the best April Fool's Day hoax of all time in sports, and that is the curious case of Mr. Sid Finch. This was back in 1985. So, ESPN, one of the writers from ESPN, one of the legendary writers, Bill Plimpton from ESPN, he got permission from his supervisor to write a hoax because he couldn't think of any of them to happen in sports. So, he made up this... this joke about Sid Finch, a rookie baseball pitcher in training with the New York Mets, my favorite team. He only wore one shoe, and it was the a heavy hiker's boot when pitching. He had never played baseball before, and he's attempting to decide between a sports career and one playing the French horn. What was astonishing about Finch was that he could throw a fastball at an amazing 168 miles an hour, far above the record of 104 miles an hour. With pinpoint accuracy without needing to warm up, the Mets scouting report actually gave him a 9 on fastball velocity, and 8 is the highest score on the scale. So it actually is a really great story if you want to read about it. According to Plimpton, Finch grew up in an English orphanage. There's a ton of stuff, and he had a friend, or Sports Illustrated photographer Lane Stewart, recruited his friend Joe Burton, who was a junior high school art teacher from Oak Park, Illinois, to portray Finch. With the pictures, he was the guy that portrayed as Finch. And the response, Mets fans were overjoyed to hear about this, and they all went to Jay Horowitz, the PR director of the Mets now, has been forever, to ask about him. The Mets actually gave him a locker between George Foster and Daryl Strawberry, which is a big thing. They were going to hold a press conference, and at the April 2 press conference, Burton announced his retirement. So it was a really, really good and, really good hoax, for April Fool's Day. So, I applaud Plimpton for that. That was great. All right, so that song you heard to start was The Joker by Steve Miller Band in the spirit of April Fool's Day. So we've got some baseball news to throw it right in. We have one big trade. There was a couple other small ones that I didn't get into too much, but Oakland got Kendrys Morales in exchange for Jesus Lopez, who has to Toronto. Morales is another power bat added to that very potent, offensive, powerful Oakland A's lineup. The A's are pretty good. They have struggled early on in the year, but they will take on the Red Sox later. So, all right, some other news. Pete Alonso, my man on the Mets, is tearing it up in his first three games in the major leagues. He just tore up Patrick Corbin and Steven Strasburg. Has a couple of RBIs, Peter Alonso. Of course, Pete Alonso, and people were saying to send him down at the beginning of the year, but he is just... Ooh, he is on fire to begin the year for the New York Mets, which is something that the Mets are loving right now, and I'm loving too. I like seeing this kid. He can use his power to all fields. He's a great hitter. And right now in the big leagues, he is currently 6 for 12. He's hitting .500 in the big leagues. He's got 3 doubles, which leads the league right now, and he's got 3 RBIs. So, yeah, he's also walked twice. So he's showing really good plate discipline up there. And I'm excited to see what the rest of the season holds for this man. So the next one, Christian Yelich is crazy. Christian Yelich, MVP last year, picks up where he left off in the 2018 season. Yelich comes into 2019, hits home runs in his first 4 games, and then hits a walk-off double in the ninth to win it for the Brewers. I don't know why you would pitch to Yelich with the game on the line. It's just not a good idea. So, yeah, Yelich, home runs in his first 4 games, something a former MVP has never done, by the way. And he's got 4 home runs and 8 RBIs, which leads the league in both categories. Yelich, just unreal. All right, the next one, Josh Hader pitched an immaculate inning the other night against the Cardinals. to close out the game. He has thrown, I believe it is 30 pitches this year. They've all been fastballs. 22 of them have been strikes, and I think 20 of them have been swinging strikes. And yet, 9 pitches, 9 strikes, 3 strikeouts in the ninth the other day against the Cardinals to close that game out. Josh Hader's unreal. I mean, this guy just rears back and launches these pitches. It's just incredible to watch. So, yeah, Josh Hader threw an immaculate inning. Those are pretty rare. They don't happen too often in the MLB. So, they happen happen less frequently than no-hitters. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. Immaculate innings are, once again, 9 pitches, 9 strikes, 3 strikeouts. Immaculate inning has occurred a total of, let's see this. I'm on the, it's occurred a ton of times. So, I don't think there's more than, it does occur less than no-hitters. Okay, so, and then the thing I've been clamoring for quite some time, Jacob DeGrom was finally extended by the Mets. I have been waiting so long for this to happen, and I think all Mets fans will agree with me on this one, that it has been a long time coming. DeGrom signed to an extension by the Mets. This was it was in the writing on the wall for quite a bit. You know, people were like, oh, it's not going to happen, or it's hit a standstill with DeGrom. He deserves it. He got 5 years, $137.5 million extension, and that's really good for a pitcher that is one of the best in the league right now. It was actually David Wright who orchestrated that deal, surprisingly. So, yeah, I'm excited to see how he does for the rest of the year, and it's going to be interesting. He dominated in his first start, pitched 6 innings of shutout ball, so DeGrom, he's unreal, and there's no denying that. So, all right, we move on. Another extension was actually announced last night. Xander Bogaerts signs a 7-year, $132 million extension with Boston. And then there's still guys on the market like Kimbrel and Keuchel that are still left out there, which is surprising. But these guys are all getting extensions. It's extension season in the MLB. A ton of guys got it. You heard our last podcast. There was like 8, I believe. This is a guy that is a great hitter. He's a guy that will go out and will give you 100% every day, and that's Xander Bogaerts. He's worked hard. A player on the Mets has drawn comparisons to him, Amed Rosario. Gets Bogaerts comparisons, and once he figures it out, he'd be like, Bogaerts, I'm a huge fan of Bogaerts. He's a great, great player, and he deserves that extension in every sense of the word. All right, so yesterday's scores, we had quite a bit of action in the MLB. Some slugfests, some close games, and the first one was Baltimore at the Yankees, and Baltimore won 7-5. Baltimore is now 2-1, I believe, and the Yankees are 1-2, which is not a good start for Yankees fans. Dylan Bundy only lasted three and two-thirds innings. He allowed 3 runs, and he struck out 7. Renato Nunez went 2-for-4 with a home run and 3 RBI, accounting for 3 of the 7 Baltimore runs yesterday. He's not owned in any fantasy leagues, so pick him up after his performance. All right, and then the Yankees. J.A. Happ only lasted 4 innings pitched. Gave up 4 runs, 4 earned, 3 strikeouts, and then Sanchez, performer of the day for the Yankees, he went 1-for-5 with the home run. The RBIs were evenly split. Speaking of Yankees, Stanton is headed to the injured list. He would be on the 10-day injured list with a bicep strain. So that's not a good sign for the Yankees, who have struggled a bit out of the gate. Their pitching has struggled. So not a good sign for a guy like Stanton, who can go out and hit bombs. All right, next game. In 11 innings, Detroit beat Toronto 4-3. Matt Moore lasted 7 innings. He struck out 6. And he, 7 innings, struck out 6. The performer of the day for the Detroit Tigers is Mr. Jamer Candelario, who went 5-for-6 in 11 innings. And he drove in 2 runs of the 4 for Detroit. So that's a good day for Jamer Candelario. And then Trent Thornton only lasted 5 innings pitched. He struck out 8, and then the only runs for Toronto were by Rowdy Tellez. He had a pinch-hit 3-run home run in the 8th inning. So a crucial 3-run home run for Tellez, as that tied the game up, and they went to extras. All right, the Pirates shut out the Cincinnati Reds 5-0 yesterday. Trevor Williams lasted 6 innings, struck out 6, and he also went 1-for-2 with 2 of the 5 RBI for Pittsburgh. So pitchers who rake, it is real, and it needs to stay. All right, and then Sonny Gray had a very disappointing Reds debut. He only lasted 2 2/3 innings, struck out, or he allowed 2 earned runs, didn't strike out anybody, and walked 4 batters. That's not a good sign for Reds fans who thought Gray was going to come in and be a change of scenery guy. It's not happening. He really labored through his start on Sunday afternoon and lost 5-0. So, all right, the next game. Miami shut out Colorado 3-0. Miami actually is 2-2 right now. Sandy Alcantara lasted 8 innings, struck out 6. JT Riddle went 1-for-3 with a home run, and Jorge Alfaro, former Philly, went 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs. So that is this the scoop for Miami. And then Colorado, John Gray, 6.2 innings, 3 earned runs, and he struck out 10. So that's a great start despite the fact that Alcantara lasted 8 innings and didn't give up any runs. All right, in the next game, Tampa Bay has won a series against Houston. Houston struggled in the opening series. Tampa Bay yesterday won 3-1 with a strength of 7 strong innings with 1 run allowed and 6 strikeouts for Mr. Yonny Chirinos. They call him Yonito. Austin Meadows, former Pirate, went 2-for-4 with a home run and 3 RBIs. All 3 for Tampa Bay yesterday. And Houston, Wade Miley lasted 6 innings, gave up 3 earned runs and 4 strikeouts. And Jake Marisnik went 2-for-3 with a home run. The only RBI for Houston yesterday, who is struggling against Tampa Bay, who is going to turn some heads this year, I believe. They are in a very strong division, but they might turn some heads this year. All right, Minnesota routed Cleveland 9-3. Minnesota is going to win the AL Central this year. You just watch out. Michael Pineda only lasted 4 innings in his first start of the year. Struck out 5, didn't allow any runs. And Nelson Cruz went 3-for-5 with a home run and 2 RBIs. Cruz just unreal. He has got crazy pop. I love this guy. And then Carlos Carrasco lasted 4 1/3, 6 earned runs and 4 strikeouts. And Carlos Santana went 4-for-4, 3 RBI, all 3 for Cleveland yesterday. A lot of guys accounting for all RBIs for their team yesterday, which is not surprising. All right, we move to Milwaukee at St. Louis at Milwaukee. Final score 5-4. Milwaukee wins. A walk-off double for Yelich. Corbin Burns, 5 innings, 4 earned runs. He struck out 12, which is crazy, in only 5 innings. That's a lot. And Yelich, 2-for-2 with a home run and 3 RBI and the walk-off double. All right, and then Waka lasted 6 innings, and he left with the lead. He allowed only 1 run, and he struck out 7. Carpenter went 2-for-3 with a home run. Him and Goldschmidt went back-to-back, something Cardinals fans will see quite a bit, hopefully, in these in the coming years with Goldschmidt locked down to that long-term deal with St. Louis, as we shaded in the last week's podcast. All right. White Sox against Kansas City. Lucas Giolito, 6 2/3 innings pitched. He actually went 6, I believe, no-hit innings. He allowed 2 runs and struck out 8. Yonder Alonso went 2-for-3 with a home run and 3 RBIs for Chicago. Jorge Lopez lasted 5 for Kansas City, 4 earned runs, 5 strikeouts. Mondesi, Duda, and O'Hearn with the RBIs for the Kansas City Royals. We may not get into hockey today, which is a shame because I think John was going to take care of that, and he is refusing to come in right now. So we won't worry about that today. Flames clinched. A lot of the playoff Islanders clinched. A lot of playoff spots being clinched recently. A couple of games last night. Actually, Nick Schmaltz got to a 7-year extension with Arizona, so that's basically the hockey briefing for now. It's baseball season's in full swing after these couple of games. All right, 11-10 slugfest, Texas and Chicago Cubs. Walk-off wild pitch for Texas. 5 2/3 innings pitch, 7 earned runs and 5 strikeouts for Lance Lynn. Now, in a game where just crazy runs scored. Lance Lynn allowed 7 earned runs. So that's against a potent offense in Chicago. And then Delino DeShields hit a grand slam and accounted for 4 of the 11 runs that Texas scored yesterday. Cole Hamels only lasted 5 innings with 5 earned runs, 4 strikeouts. Rizzo went 2-for-5 with a home run and 2 RBIs and a slugfest. Pedro Strop threw a wild pitch, uncorked one, and they came in to score, and the Texas Rangers won that one. Bit of interleague matchups here in the opening weeks of the season. So, all right, the next game, low-scoring affair. Oakland beat Los Angeles Angels 2-1 on the strength of 6 very good innings from Frankie Montas. He allowed only 1 run, struck out 6. Chris Davis, of course, crushed, went 1-for-3 with a home run. Tyler Skaggs only lasted 4 1/3 for Los Angeles, 2 earned runs, 2 strikouts, and Cole Calhoun went 2 for 4 with a home run. Move to the next game. Boston, the defending World Series champions, is only 1 for 2, which is a terrible thing to see for the defending World Series champions. 10-8 the final. Their starters are just coming in. If you look at, I follow Jared Carabas, who is the Barstool Sports guy for Boston, and he just says every single starter that comes out is crap. They just come in and do terrible. They allow home runs like crazy. Wade LeBlanc pitched 5 1/3, 4 earned runs, and 1 strikeout. Omar Narvaez, 2 for 5 with a home run and 3 RBIs for Seattle. Boston, Rick Porcello only lasted 2 2/3. He allowed 4 earned runs, but 9 total runs. That is just crazy. Another terrible start for a Boston pitcher. 3 strikeouts. J.D. Martinez, though, was highlight in the loss. 2 for 3 with a home run and 4 RBI of the day. 4 of 8 for Boston. All right, Chris Paddock's awaited Major League debut. 3-1 San Diego knocked off the San Francisco Giants. Chris Paddock, 5 innings, 1 earned run, 7 strikeouts in his MLB debut. Hedges, Hosmer, and Manny Machado with RBIs. That is Machado's first with San Diego. San Francisco's Jeff Samardzija lasted 5 innings. He struck out 2, and Pablo Sandoval, the Panda, went 1 for 3 with the lone RBI for the Giants. Another slugfest where pitchers didn't last too long. The Dodgers in Arizona. I am not a fan of the Dodgers anymore. They hit too many home runs for me. They're not a small ball team. I don't like that. So Walker Buehler only lasted 3 innings in the 8-7 final score that the Dodgers won. 3 innings. He allowed 5 earned runs. Cody Bellinger went 3 for 5 with a home run. Luke Weaver, 4.1 innings. 4 1/3 innings, 4 earned runs, 3 strikeouts, and he hit a home run and had 2 RBI on the day. Pitchers who rake, it is real. It is real. Just keep watching. Pitchers who rake. Philly beat Atlanta, swept Atlanta in this series. Philly is 3-0, and the Braves are 0-3, 5-1 the final. Jake Arrieta, 6 innings, 1 earned run, but he walked 6 and struck out 6. That is something that cannot continue to happen if you want to win the NL East for the Phillies. McCutchen went 1 for 3 with a home run, and some guy that earned a $330 million hit a home run as well. I'm not going to talk about him. Kyle Wright only lasted 4 1/3 innings, 3 earned runs, 4 strikeouts. The only run for Atlanta was on a pass ball. And my impact performer of the day, going through all these players, there's a lot of guys that performed really well for their teams, and I'm just going to go with Sandy Alcantara. 8 innings and 6 strikeouts, did not allow a run. Part of the young staff for Miami, who's just turning some heads in recent weeks, they cut bait with Mr. Dan Straley, which is a surprise. So they're out, and they moved Wei-Yin Chen to the bullpen. They're opting to go with a younger rotation, guys like Trevor Richards and Caleb Smith, who the Mets will see tonight. We'll get to that in a little bit. Yeah, but Sandy Alcantara is my impact performer of the day. So we will move to tonight's games and then probably be done pretty quickly. I thought it was going to be a little bit longer today, but we didn't have someone in here that could do it. So today's games, the Cardinals will be at Pittsburgh at 1:35. Adam Wainwright will face Chris Archer. That is the earliest game of the day. By the way, that Philly-Atlanta game was Sunday Night Baseball, and they were just riding Harper. Oh, my goodness. MLB's Twitter posted, I think, 8 different angles of Harper's home run last night. Like, I get it. We've seen it. And then there was guys like, you know, Yonder Alonso and DeShields who had grand slams that they didn't even post. White Sox at Cleveland at 4:10. Ivan Nova, former Pirate, versus Mike Clevenger. Clevenger is a guy that I like. He's a bit of a bootleg Jacob deGrom to me. So, yeah, that's going to be a good game. AL Central matchup there. All right, Detroit at the Yankees at 6:35. Tyson Ross will face off against Domingo Germán. That rotation is in shambles for the Yankees right now. 6:35, that's game. Yankees are probably going to win that one. Milwaukee at Cincinnati at 6:40. Davies versus Roark. Zach Davies versus Tanner Roark. The Baltimore Orioles will face Toronto at 7:07. David Hess will face off against Sean Reed Foley. Two guys that I really haven't heard of since they've been in the league. All right. Mets at Miami. Steven Matz versus Caleb Smith. Now, this is a good game for the Mets. This is a series they need to sweep if they want to continue to dominate the NL East this year and pass the Phillies, hopefully. 7:10, the time of this game. It's going to be a game to watch. Colorado at Tampa at 7:10. Chad Bettis will pitch for the Colorado Rockies and Tampa Bay, not sure who, they didn't announce their starter last night when I was making this, I'm going to pull that up now, probable starter for the Tampa Bay. Yeah, so Chad Bettis, the guy that came back from cancer last year and came in. All right, well, we have somebody here. Finally, someone decided to join us, and it's Mr. Luke Yost. Luke, thanks for joining us. John was being a jerk and didn't show up today, so. John's producing a show. All right. Let me pull up your mic real quick. There you go. What do you got for us today?
I don't know. What are we talking about?
Well, I was just talking about the starters for tonight's games. And last night, there was a couple of good games. And, yeah, the baseball season's in full swing.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. And I watched the Phillies last night.
Sadly.
Obviously. Because, you know, we were in the newsroom. We were there until, I don't remember. We were there for a long time. And I watched the Phillies last night. And I realized that come, like, August, when the Phillies are in the playoff chase, they're gonna lose. Phillies are not gonna win. They'll make the playoffs. They'll make a wild card spot and lose in that wild card game because, you know, they're the Phillies.
Well, then who are you saying is gonna win that division? You think it's gonna be the Mets or you think it's gonna be Atlanta? It's Atlanta.
It'll be Atlanta because Atlanta's young and they're good and they're young and dumb and I like them. I like Atlanta a lot.
They
hot Atlanta, baby. Yeehaw, brother.
Their bullpen really struggled in the series against Philly.
It doesn't matter, though. You know that bullpen?
And how about the...
It'll come around by June.
How about Harper just getting every single angle of his home run posted on Twitter?
I can't swear on air, but, like, that's just one of those things that, like, I think, you know, that's just taking a little too excessive. Like, yeah, good for you. You hit a ball 465 feet.
That happens about, like, 50 times.
It happens once every 35 at-bats. Like, good for you, buddy. Like, I wish I could do that because I'd make $5.5 million over the course of the next 12 years. But, So, Phillies are going to make a wild card, lose. I did say the Penguins aren't making the playoffs, so that's going to happen. So, I missed that one. Browns are still winning the AFC North, though. Peace.
All right. See you, Luke. Thank you for that. Needed some extra insight today with no other co-hosts. So the starter for Tampa tonight will be Ryan Stanek, who had a really good season last year. Stanek has actually pitched in a game this year, one strikeout. Once again, thank you to Luke Yost for his Yost bomb. Don't have the bomb sound effect up today. We will get that once we have more people. All right. Chicago at Atlanta. Hendricks versus Newcomb. Kyle Hendricks versus Sean Newcomb. Hendricks got that extension recently. Atlanta needs to rebound from a tough series at Philly. Their bullpen was just unbelievably bad in that series. So they need to pick it up. And Sean Newcomb's a guy that will surprise people. So, all right. And then 8:05, Houston at Texas. Brad Peacock will face off against Drew Smyly. Boston at Oakland at 10:07. David Price will face off against Aaron Brooks. Aaron Brooks, actually, it's a cool little tidbit. That'll be his first MLB appearance since, I believe it's 2015. Yeah, Aaron Brooks has not played in quite some time in the MLB. Yes, last played with Oakland in 2015, in 2018, he got into three games, sorry. But it was a lot of time between, you know, his 2015 and 2018 were his last two games. And so that's the start tonight of Los Angeles at Seattle. Chris Stratton will face off against Felix Hernandez at 10:10. Chris Stratton was recently traded from the Giants to Los Angeles for Williams Jerez. All right, two more games left to go over. We'll get to the card of the day, and we'll get you out of here. Thanks for listening once again this week, by the way, for everyone. Sorry it was just me. John is producing a show right now. All right, Arizona at San Diego at 10:10. Merrill Kelly will face off against Matt Strom, and then San Francisco at Los Angeles Dodgers, 10:10 p.m. Drew Pomeranz will face off against Julio Urias. Sorry about that. Julio Urias tonight. And all right, the card of the day, surprise, surprise, it was actually 2006-07 Upper Deck number 155, Sidney Crosby. And I think everybody knows everything they need to know about Crosby. Don't need to get into it too bit. He's won the Stanley Cup three times. He's a great player in the NHL. And that's pretty much, all right, that's all we've got this week for you. Sorry, it was a bit, it dragged on a little bit, but it was just me today. That's what happens when it's just me. We'll play you out again with Steve Miller Band, Joker. In the spirit of April Fool's Day, we will go right back to that song. Once again, thank you for listening. I'm Tyler Gallo. We will see you next week, April 8th. Hopefully, it is a better podcast than this week. So, Yeah, that is all I've got for you this week. A lot of baseball. Hopefully there will be some more hockey next week. And we will see you in 1 week. See you guys later. Some call me the game.